Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Jim, I wanted to ask you about the Pirates a little bit, and you know we're going to carry this over into the next segment too. Definitely too little, too late. But a nice weekend in Colorado. You go there, and they pitched outstanding this week. I'm not quite sure how. That's a tough ballpark to pitch in, and Colorado's a real bad team. They got a worse record than the Pirates do. But still, I thought Brault was really good yesterday. They had a pretty good weekend pitching in a real tough place to pitch.
And I played this soundbite actually in the last update from Clint Hurdle, where he talked about Brault little leaguing him by, you know, pitching well. He pitched almost
exclusively fastballs.
Yeah, so it was like a 12-year-old kid who could throw, you know, 68 miles an hour.
By people.
And then he hit a 440. Then he hit a home run.
How
as
about
well.
That?
Well,
he's an athlete.
Yes,
and he's not a pitcher. Well, he is.
I'll tell you that. Well, he and Musgrove.
He's a pitcher, but he's also an athlete. He can run the bases. He can field his position. We've seen him pinch hit.
I would demand. See, here we go.
Oh, here we go. I hope
demand.
It works better than when you demanded the ACC network.
Right.
That didn't work.
Right. That, I mean, if they ever send Pablo Reyes or Eric Gonzalez up to pinch hit for Stephen Brault, there should be a revolt. Brault should, and I don't care if he's, you know, if it's his turn to come out of the game. If I don't know who they have, unless, you know what, Josh Bell isn't in the lineup or something, or you know one of the actual regulars that can hit is getting a day off, like maybe Colin Moran, for example, if they're going against a lefty, whatever, is that they not Pablo Reyes and not Eric Gonzalez. To pinch hit for Brault. They shouldn't. I mean, you can take him out of the game after he hits. That's fine. But don't send. He's a better hitter than some of the guys that.
Well, he crushed that ball yesterday. I mean, he absolutely crushed it.
I know. Hurdle said, and then they had the measurements, the StatCast and all that stuff, that Bell's was 452 the other night, and Brault's was only 441.
Only. Did you see they gave him the cold shoulder treatment? Yes. When he got that's always a cute little twist for those pitchers that, you know, they're so excited they come to the dugout and all their teammates ignore him. And I read in the Post Gazette story today where Brault said all the teammates were mad at Trevor Williams for giving in first to go congratulate him.
Yeah, because they said it was.
He said it was as cool as pitching. You know, he said,
"Well, sure.
Obviously, I get paid to pitch, but when you hit a home run as a pitcher." It's pretty cool.
Of course it is. And that, you know, then, and you know, Robbie asked the question, which was better? I mean, that's kind of like that's throwing up a softball right there, because you know that for a pitcher, the cooler thing is to hit a home run.
Right. Well, yeah, except you like to get those six inning wins too, you know.
Yeah, he would have liked to have gotten through the set. Richard Rodriguez did a nice job. He scrambled out of it.
Yeah, he got to play at the plate on that little dribbler in front of him. Threw out a guy at home plate.
I thought I was waiting for them. I thought that might get overturned. But I don't think they had the right angle on it. That was actually one of the quicker replays that I've seen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, they decided already? Because I was expecting some sort of a, you know, 5-minute delay. So I'm glad they got that taken care of.
Well, when we come back, Jim, I want to ask you about a couple, two players that are just having unbelievable years. We'll talk about that next. All right. Jim Colony, I want to mention, we're watching two guys have amazing years for the Pirates. Really, a couple. I mean, the lineup, if they get any kind of pitching, and I wonder where that's going to come from consistently. But what Josh Bell and Brian Reynolds are doing is unbelievable to me. Bell, despite, you know, he had obviously a great month of May, not so good in June and most of July, 35 home runs, 110 RBIs, and we're just now into September. He's putting together a monster year.
Yeah, he should. Well, he certainly has a capability of hitting 5 home runs in a month. We've seen that.
He has a chance at a chance of 40 home runs and 125 RBIs.
Yes. Oh, I would think. Yeah, the RBIs, that he should be able to get that. That's like one every other game. Although I get, yeah, but you're right. Even if he stops now, I think that exceeds expectations or projections of what you want, especially after last year.
Yeah.
You know, if he had done this, it's funny, if he had done this a year ago, I think everybody would have said, oh, look, he just built on what he had done the year before. But then last year happened, and he was still, in some ways, by some measures, he was still pretty productive last year. But what he's done this year, it's just, you know, there's the inconsistency of those couple of months, but overall, you can't argue with that. And then Reynolds, you know, if the weird thing is, if the Pirates had not signed Lonnie Chisenhall, if they had signed somebody else who stayed healthy, Reynolds may never have gotten called up.
Well, no, Reynolds got on Polanco too. Marte was hurt for a while,
and then Martin actually got the first call on that at the beginning of the year, and he started out well. But then he faded, and then it was that collision. It was the Marte-Gonzalez collision that opened the door for Reynolds, and, man, he just seized the opportunity.
Three more hits yesterday. He's hitting .335. Second in the league, Anthony Rendon, who's just having a monster year, .337. Reynolds is tied with DJ LeMahieu, both at .335 now. LeMahieu's in the American League. But, I mean, the second highest average in the National League. No rookie's ever won the batting title, I believe.
No, that's weird. I would have thought, you know, of all the years that they've been playing baseball, at some point somebody must have done it.
Rookie would have stepped up, right.
Now, he's an older rookie compared to some of these other kids that are being called up and are just doing ridiculous things. But he's just steady. And I need to be careful because I don't want to say that he looks slump-proof. Because as soon as you say that about somebody,
everybody will hit a slump now and
then. But it looked like he had, and then he got out of it. It only lasted for, I think, a week and a half to 2 weeks. And even after an offer, he comes right back with two or three hits the next game. It's amazing. And then very quietly, because he's overshadowed by Reynolds, Kevin Newman,
yep,
he's in the top 10 in hitting.
.313 average, 10 home runs, 52 RBIs. Marte having a really solid season. 23 home runs, 79 RBIs, 25 stolen bases. And the one guy that really intrigues me, and he's really grown on me, is Colin Moran. 13 home runs, 77 RBIs. His numbers are going to be really good by the time the year finishes. .291 average. They have some building blocks in the lineup. They need a catcher, and they need a lot of pitchers.
Pitchers, yes. Diaz, man, I thought that, you know, I thought that he was held back. You know, there was no reason to doubt. When they signed Cervelli, I don't think anybody had a problem with that contract when they did it.
No.
The only thing was is that Diaz had been the catcher in waiting, and then he was still the catcher in waiting, and now that he's gotten his chance, he looks like he may not be the catcher that the Pirates thought that he would be when he got his chance. I like Jake Stallings as a backup. I really do. I think he's perfect for that role.
I don't know he can be the everyday guy, though.
Probably not. He's real good with the pitchers, and he's a coach's kid, which
knows
I think
the game.
Counts for something.
Absolutely, it does.
And I really enjoy talking to him when I get a chance to talk to him. But you mentioned Colin Moran. There's a byproduct of that, something that may not happen here in the next couple of days, and that's Key Brian Hayes. Everybody figured he's a September call-up, and Kyle Stark, the assistant GM, filled in for Neil Huntington yesterday on Huntington's weekly radio show and pretty much said they're going to call up a catcher, an outfielder, which would be Martin, and they're going to call up a lot of pitchers. And there was no mention
Hayes.
There was no mention of him. So, you know, I would like to see him come up. But, heck, Moran, the last home run he hit was off a left-hander.
77 RBIs. He has a chance to get to, like, 85. I mean, that's pretty good numbers.
That's a real nice number. I know that. You know, some of the numbers seem to, well, home run numbers seem to be inflated, but runs batted in are still, that's still a legitimate, there's a lot of guys, you know, Freddie Freeman, what's he at now, 114, I think. So there are a few guys over 100, which is a lot for this point of a season. But yeah, you're knocking, and people, now we're old guys.
For yourself. I'm not as old as you are.
No, not quite. But I'm never going to discount runs batted in. This new way
no,
of the
no,
stat
no,
people.
No, absolutely.
No, if you produce runs, then that's, I always like that stat, runs produced, which is runs scored plus RBIs minus homers, because that's a duplicate.
Double dipping.
So I've always said if you're producing runs for your team, either scoring them or driving them in, then you're doing your job.
Yeah, I talked to Jim Leland about this. He's talked about the value of RBIs. He said, after every single game, you'll hear a manager say, well, we didn't get the big hit when we needed it. And yes. It's RBIs, right?
Yeah, we've seen runners with scoring position that the Pirates, how many guys have they left on base? How many times, you know,
too
they
many.
Leave the bases loaded with nobody out and that kind of stuff. And you need guys to drive in runs. You don't drive in runs, guess what? You don't score.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.